This is Kyler Ludlow alongside left-handed reliever for the Lansing Lugnuts, Sam Strickland. Sam picked up the first career save last night. How'd that feel?
I felt good, you know. I got put in a different situation for me. It's not really my role, but they called upon me. I just went out there and did my best.
Now, what's your typical role? What do you expect when you go down and sit in the bullpen for a day?
Usually I'm looking to get in. Well, I'm not hoping to get in, but I'm a long reliever, so usually if a starter struggles, I'll come in early in the game. You know, hopefully, like I said, the starter doesn't struggle, but that's my role, is to kind of fill in that void.
So what was different when you got that call coming in? You knew you were going to come in for the last inning there to try to preserve a win. What was the difference between how you normally prepare to last night?
Well, they had warmed me up the inning before to face a lefty, to get the lefty-lefty matchup, and so that's what I was expecting. But Griffith got out of the inning just fine, and then since I was already warmed up, they said why not let him go out there and try to get the save. So I just, you know, try to take it one pitch at a time and get three outs.
Were you nervous at all?
I wasn't nervous, but I did have more adrenaline than, you know, the usual, which is kind of nice. I haven't had it like that probably in the last couple weeks, if not a couple months, so it felt good.
You actually struck out the side, too. How's that? That's not something. Is a strikeout pitcher part of your forte, or are you more a contact guy?
I'm definitely more of a contact guy. I throw a fastball with movement, change up with movement, just trying to get weak contact and get some ground balls. But if I can go out there and strike people out, I'm definitely going to take it.
Well, it was definitely impressive. So over the course of your career, have you always been that long reliever, or where have you typically been?
The first 2 years I was a starter, I was in the rotation, so when I made the transition to the bullpen this year, it's obvious that I should be a long reliever. I'm used to throwing a lot of pitches. I can fill three or four innings, but, I mean, if they need me to throw one inning, I guess I can do that too.
Now, what's been the biggest difference from being a starter to being a reliever? That's a huge difference, really.
Being ready to go almost every day. I mean, there's certain rules. If you throw a lot, you can't pitch the next day, but as a starter, you know you're going to have 4 days off, and you know when you're going to throw. As a reliever, you don't know. I just last, before this, 2 weeks, I threw twice, you know, and then I've had weeks where I've thrown four times. You just never know.
So I guess another difference would be during batting practice, not on the bucket as much. Shagging, how do you like that aspect of it?
Oh, it's great. Doing the bucket was painful, having to lug that heavy thing in every 10 minutes or so. It's nice not to have to do that.
Now, you have made a couple spot starts this year. Do you still have to do the bucket when you do it, when you make a spot start?
No, actually, you don't have to do the bucket. It's pretty nice, really, because sometimes they don't know who's going to make those spot starts till the day of the game.
So that's nice. I'm here. This is Kyler Ludlow with left-handed reliever Sam Strickland. Sam from Houston, Texas, you know, finally getting some heat up here in the Midwest. What's it been like trying to adjust yourself from, you know, the Texas heat to just everywhere else you've been as a member of the Blue Jays?
It's still not quite as hot as back home, but it hits you a little harder because you're not used to it. You don't see this every day, and so when you do get it, it seems more extreme. But it gets up in the hundreds down home, so after a while you do get used to it.
So from Houston, big Astros fan?
Growing up, yes, I was an Astros fan. I mean, obviously now my loyalty's with the Blue Jays, but yeah, of course, I was a Blue Jays fan. I mean, an Astros fan. Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, those guys are my idols.
Did you play any other sports while growing up?
I played football and basketball in high school, and I actually almost chose basketball over baseball, but in the end, I went with baseball for college.
What positions did you play?
I was a quarterback, and I was also a shooting guard in basketball.
Oh, wow. Tall shooting guard.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a little tall, but I could shoot, I guess. I wasn't very quick on defense, though.
You don't need to play defense if you can shoot, right? Now, the whole aspect of football down in Texas is pretty glorified as being superior to all else. Movies, TV shows about it. Did they get it right? Is that what it was like for you?
Definitely football takes precedence, although baseball is pretty big too. But with football, all the funding for the school, I mean, you do, if the teams, the booster club, do a fundraiser, you can guarantee 95% of it's going to go to football. So.
Well, Sam, thanks so much for coming up and taking some time out of your card game to interview with me today. And good luck the rest of the season. Hopefully you can get a few more save opportunities.
Oh, I'd love that. Like I said, the adrenaline was good, and if they asked me to do it, I'm going to do it.
Great. This has been Sam Strickland, reliever for the Lugnuts, and Kyler Ludlow. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.